WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 33 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At least two people killed in Lakeview, Ohio, in a half-mile-wide tornado that hit a mobile home park and buildings in the city's downtown. In Kentucky,
authorities near Louisville say the storms damaged at least 50 buildings, including homes.
What do you go through your head in a moment like that? Where it's,
hey, there ain't nothing you can do. But it's going to get you, it's going to get you.
And farther south, damage in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, debris scattered.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan convicted James Crumbly on four counts of involuntary manslaughter for not preventing son Ethan from gaining access to the gun he used to kill four students at Oxford, Michigan High School in 2022. Crumbly's wife was convicted previously. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calling for early elections in Israel, accusing Benjamin Netanyahu of putting his own political survival ahead of the best interests of the Jewish state. This is ABC News. It's been more than 20 years since Oklahoma became one of the last places in the U.S. to outlaw cockfighting. The state may be backsliding.
Raising game fowl for fighting is legal in Oklahoma. Fighting them is not. In a video message to a trade group, Governor Kevin Stitt said last year,
"We need to protect the nearly 5,000 game fowl farmers across Oklahoma."
Asked about it later, Stitt said,
"Of course I'm not for legalizing cockfighting in the state of Oklahoma."
Oklahoma House Bill 2530 would reduce cockfighting from felony to misdemeanor status. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Rats on pot. New Orleans police looking to move. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick told the city council that conditions at the department's 1968 headquarters are so deplorable that rats are munching on marijuana in the evidence locker. She says the vermin are quite high and officers are quite demoralized with rat droppings on desks. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 56. North winds turning westerly at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low of 36, with west winds at 10 to 15. Saturday, partly sunny and rather breezy, a high of 52, with winds between 12 and 25. Saturday night, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a low of 25. Sunday, partly sunny, blustery and colder than normal, a high of 37. Monday, partly cloudy and still chilly, a high of 37. In Richland Center, yesterday we topped out at 54. That was early in the morning, and we did receive some beneficial rain. 67/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. It was 41 at midnight. Right now we're at 33 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 15th.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled land
joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me and he talks.
We start the day in a positive way with a Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet and a little tune called In the Garden. And before that, our national anthem, we began the broadcast day officially with Alabama. Thank you so much for joining us today on a Friday. Phil Nee with you as we approach the weekend. Lots of things going on. St. Patrick's Day on Sunday this year, so you can wear green and sip on some green suds all weekend, I guess. You have my permission. We have some regular features coming your way here along the way as we hit the road today.
Singing as you're rolling along, just like Hank Snow, they're moving on. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. I'm leaving out of Memphis, going to Nashville 3. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. So big wheels roll. So big wheels roll. So big wheels roll. King of the open road. Out of Louisville there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing a twist. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. The big town of Detroit is the end of my run. That's where I'll drop my load and I'll have me some fun. So so roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
pretend we've never met. And I've tried, but I haven't yet. You are mine enough for to be
Linda Ronstadt on WRCO and her take on I Fall to Pieces. What a voice. It is 33 degrees here at WRCO Studios. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host a bake sale at Richland County Bank today from 9 until 1 or until sold out. Ethnic and specialty items include Irish soda bread, scones, pies, a variety of bars, cookies, and much more. Proceeds benefit OMHS Pet Care Fund for animals awaiting adoption. That is going on today, and the Richland Center Intermediate School hosting its second annual St. Patrick's Day 5K Run Walk at the Richland Center Intermediate School later today. Registration begins at 4:30 with a walk starting at 5 and the run getting underway at 5:20. Cost to be a part of it is free, but donations will be accepted to benefit a scholarship program and Southwest Community Players in memory of Lance Maloney. Everyone is welcome to take part tonight in that event. Again, that starts with registration at 4:30, and the walk starts at 5, the run at 5:20. 32 degrees at 5:14. Coming up, a check of sports scores. Oh, it was a thriller last night in state boys basketball, won by Mineral Point. Details coming up. Here's Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones.
Did you hear about Mary, the girl we thought was so sweet? She broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgaged house over George and Betty's burned down. They don't know how it happened, 'cause they were both out of town. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad. They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man, kick the can. Selling and leaving for good.
because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can. It's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can.
Can. 5:17 on the Light in the Milk House Show from WRCO. We're at 33 degrees, up one from the overnight low, headed toward 56 later.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
A look at sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday at the State Boys Basketball Tournament, St. Thomas More defeated Prescott 68-45 and Lakeside Lutheran over Keele 57-55 in the D3 semifinals. Last night in Division 4, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic got the win against Marathon 46-37, and Mineral Point was a winner in comeback fashion. Landon Thousand's three-pointer with 6 seconds remaining, and the came from a rarely used inbounds play for the team, finished an 8-0 spurt in 69 seconds in a game filled with runs that lifted Mineral Point to Saturday afternoon's title game against Kenosha St. Joseph. Final score 62-61, the Pointers with the win. Play continues today at the State Boys Tournament. Division 5 begins shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Freshman John Blackwell scored 18 points, Stephen Krall added 17, and the pair made 7 of Wisconsin's season-high 16 three-pointers in an 87-56 rout of Maryland in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers will play again today. They'll see Northwestern, number 4 seed, in the quarterfinals, scan around 1:30. Cam Jones scored 18, helping to lift number 10 Marquette from a potential loss. They picked up a 71-65 victory over Villanova in the Big East Tournament quarterfinals. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 11 rebounds, leading the Bucks past the 76ers 114-105 last evening.
Boston 127, Phoenix 112, the Clippers 126, Chicago 111, Houston 135, Washington 119, New York over Portland 105-93, Oklahoma City beat Dallas 126-119. From the NHL, Buffalo 4-0 over the Islanders, Boston won in overtime over Montreal 2-1, Arizona 4, Detroit 1, Carolina 4-0 over Florida, Pittsburgh 6, San Jose 3, Tampa Bay 6-3 over the Rangers, Ottawa 3-2 over Columbus after a shootout, Toronto 6, Philadelphia 2, Minnesota beat Anaheim 2-0, New Jersey 6, Dallas 2, Calgary 4-1 over Vegas, and Washington 2-1 over Seattle. The Brewers lost another spring game yesterday as they fell to Seattle 4-2, and the Cubs were winners against Oakland 3-1, the final of that one.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
It is time for us to really kick it in gear and begin the weekend with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Molly B's got a Polish boyfriend there and a polka from WRCO and the Squeeze Box Band. Ooh, that was a lively one. 5:25, we need a cool-down waltz with Pee Wee King and the band.
Thank you. dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz. My darling, to the Tennessee waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Hello.
Wanda Lindsay on WRCO's Like the Milk House Show. Today, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 56. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 36. Saturday, 52 with some sunshine at times. And Sunday, blustery and 37. We'll actually be below normal temperatures for Sunday for this time of year. Can you believe it is March 15th? It's hard for me to wrap the old head around that one. Right now, after a midnight reading of 41, we're at our overnight low. It is 32 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The House Ag Committee Chair is optimistic the Farm Bill can get done this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson tells Brownfield lawmakers are going to do their best to get a farm bill completed in 2024.
I can't control the Senate, but I think it'll be helpful for the House with the work that we've done and the amount of work that we put into this in a bipartisan way. It'll be helpful for us to pass something out of committee.
Thompson says he'd like to have the new farm bill moved out of committee by mid-April, and it should get some floor time.
The Speaker is committed to, just with him talking agriculture, talking farm bill, he's committed to that. I don't want to wait till July to do the farm bill off the House floor.
Thompson says there are always landmines when it comes to a farm bill, and usually it's the nutrition title. A U.S. senator from Missouri says foreign ag land ownership remains an important topic at the federal level. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from Washington, D.C.
Eric Schmidt tells Brownfield it's still possible for foreign ag land ownership to be included in the farm bill, but
there are other vehicles other than the farm bill where we're trying to address this, and so we're going to continue to do it, particularly with Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. There's some critical infrastructure in our state, but just broadly speaking, I just think making sure China does own our farmland is important.
Schmidt sponsors a bill in the U.S. Senate that would improve the collection of foreign ag land ownership data across the country. He says the solution to the challenges with foreign ag land ownership will likely come from both the federal and state levels.
I think it's that important. You have a sort of a whole of government approach to this.
Schmidt addressed Missouri Farm Bureau members at their annual fly-in this week in Washington, D.C. Reporting from Washington, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The unusually mild winter and early spring has given many farmers a chance to do some field maintenance. Jack Herricks raises corn and alfalfa for his 600-cow dairy farm in the Driftless area east of Cashton, Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield the unusual conditions have allowed him to work on the soil conservation features in his very hilly fields.
There's still kind of a carryover yet from the 18 and 19 floods, and just keep kind of working at them every spring as we rotate contours.
Herrick says having almost no frost this winter and no mud now is an opportunity to take the trapped soil from the grass waterways and put it back on the fields where it belongs.
It ain't very often that we get this kind of conditions that we can have time to do this sort of work without planting pressure on us.
Herrick says after reseeding the grass waterways, he'll be drilling a mixture of alfalfa and oats before planting corn. JBS and Tyson Foods will have to pay more than $127 million as part of a settlement in an employee wage-fixing case. The lawsuit claimed the two meatpacking giants took part in a conspiracy to suppress meat industry wages. Both companies have denied the allegations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario, and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger sale. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $140 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Big numbers for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Round the Livestock Market Report. It took nearly the entire day Thursday for direct cash cattle business to develop, but it was worth the wait. Some scattered deals were reported in parts of the north at $300 stressed. That's $6 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals are marked at $188 to $190, $3 to $5 higher than the previous week's business. Those should beat record prices that were set last year. Look for more trade to take place sometime on Friday. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were steady to $2 higher, with some grazing-type steers bringing up to $5 higher. Feeder heifers were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for steers and very good for heifers. Steer and heifer calves were $2 to $4 higher. Demand was solid for calves and very good for grazing stockers. Quality was average to attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 603 to 644 pounds, brought $270 to $305. Feeder steers, 850 to 898 pounds, brought $229 to $242. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 652 to 688 pounds, brought $240 to $256. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 96 cents at $310.78. Select closed 65 cents higher at $301.69. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. The export sales was a bit sluggish this week, but overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. The industry continues to monitor the inconsistent movement in pork values, supplies of market-ready hogs, and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.27 with a weighted average of $79.70. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.19 higher with a weighted average of $79.77, and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.22 with a weighted average of $79.71. Pork values closed higher, up $1.29 at $93.25. Estimated hog slaughter was 467,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down more than 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on profit-taking and technical selling ahead of the week's widespread direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and ongoing demand uncertainties. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get lucky with Walsh's Ace Hardware Shamrock Sale. Today and tomorrow only at Richland Center in Muscatine, snag 50 pounds of black oil sunflower seed for just $19.99. Plus at our Richland Center store, buy a grill or Blackstone over $4.99 and receive a $25 gift card to the Richland Locker. A gift from your friends at Walsh's Ace. Don't miss out on these golden opportunities. Hurry in and stock up while supplies last. Walsh's Ace Hardware, your go-to destination for unbeatable deals and friendly service. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Bath tire yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads with May down to 1.5 at 11.95 and a quarter, and July a half lower at 12.09 and three quarters. Corn was lower on the recent rainfall ahead of planting in the Midwest. May beans were down 7.5 at 4.33 and three quarters. July was 7.25 lower at 4.46 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of this week's widespread direct business. April live was down 2.97 at 186.95, and June was 2.67 lower at 183.37. April feeders were down 4.67 at 251.17. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with April lean up 15 at 85.02 and June down 30 at 101.42. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new tweak to the Federal Packers and Stockyards Act. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A new rule is set to begin to clean up the Federal Packers and Stockyards Act. The rule's official title is Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
It's going to help producers receive protection against packers, swine contractors, and live poultry dealers who may be trying to terminate them on a pretext. For example, claiming that a poultry termination is on animal welfare grounds, or perhaps refusing to deal with someone because they say their cattle quality is poor when it's not.
Vilsack says the rule spells out practices that discriminate against farmers. It also prohibits false or misleading statements or omissions in producer contracts. He says the rule resulted as part of the Biden administration's executive order on promoting competition.
The president has repeatedly said that fair and competitive markets have been a cornerstone of the American economy and need to remain so. This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry.
The rule is being placed in the public register and takes effect 60 days later. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
A major retailer is building another large bottling plant for milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Walmart plans to build and operate a milk processing plant in Robinson, Texas. The company statement says this plant will provide bottled milk to over 750 Walmart and Sam's Club stores in the region while providing about 400 new jobs. Walmart has been working to open more of its own milk plants, starting with their first one in Fort Wayne, Indiana in 2018, and the announcement of a second plant in Valdosta, Georgia, which is scheduled to open in 2025. Brownfield has reached out to Walmart for further details, but they have not responded. Health and wellness experts showcased the nutritional benefits of dairy products to a worldwide audience. Scott Wallen with Dairy Management Inc. says more than 100 doctors and scientists participated and left with additional perspectives on how dairy's potential can help people establish healthy eating patterns and improved health. Milk futures were higher except in March and May, and cash dairy market steadied a higher Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. March Class 3 milk down a nickel to $16.47, April up 6 at $16.25, May down a penny to $16.76, June up 5 cents at $17.56. July through January contracts range from 5 cents higher in July and October to 19 cents higher in December. Dry weigh was up a penny to 44 with no sales. The unusual trend of cheese barrels selling higher than blocks began February 9th but appears to be over as blocks once again have more value. 40-pound cheese blocks were up 3¾ cents at 147 and a quarter. Four sales there. Cheese barrels up a quarter of a cent to 143 and a quarter. Three sales there. Butter was up 0.75 cents to 284¾ with four sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 116¼ and nine sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
14 minutes away from 6 o'clock, mostly sunny and mild today, a high of 56, north winds at 5 to 15. Then partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low of 36, 52 tomorrow, and then colder than normal Sunday, a high of 37. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following a midnight reading of 41. We're at 31 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Good luck getting there. Lighting the Milk Cow Show, taking you back with David Houston.
Baby, hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. Crazy, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you don't mean to, but you never know what's going on in a woman's mind. I know you've been hurt before. On my knees now, baby. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you, baby. Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you. I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little loving too.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Mine. Hear the whisper
of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
Ray Price on the Mill Cow Show and Kris Kristofferson's For the Good Times. It is coming up at 8 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Tony will be in with weather in just a moment. He'll talk about a little bit below normal temperatures for the weekend. We're not used to that. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get lucky with Walsh's Ace Hardware Shamrock Sale. Today and tomorrow only at Richland Center in Muscatine, snag 50 pounds of black oil sunflower seed for just $19.99. Plus at our Richland Center store, buy a grill or Blackstone over $4.99 and receive a $25 gift card to the Richland Locker. A gift from your friends at Walsh's Ace. Don't miss out on these golden opportunities. Hurry in and stock up while supplies last. Walsh's Ace Hardware, your go-to destination for unbeatable deals and friendly service. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we should have a pretty nice early spring day across the region today with plenty of sunshine and milder temperatures than yesterday. And then we're looking at a cold front sliding into the area this weekend from Canada. This will deliver some gusty winds and eventually some much colder temperatures. You will really feel that on Sunday when readings could actually be about 5 degrees below normal. We certainly haven't seen many below normal days in the past month or so. Otherwise, no major precipitation in sight through early next week. It appears the brunt of the scattered snow showers and sprinkles with this cold front this weekend should stay in parts of north and east Wisconsin into Michigan. Otherwise, next week there's a possibility of a system moving in toward Wednesday, which could bring a bit of light precipitation. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Well, here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny and mild for this time of the year. High near 56. North wind becoming westerly at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight. Low close to 36. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. High about 52. West-northwest wind 12 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, breezy, and brisk with a low of 25. Sunday, partly sunny, blustery, and colder than normal. High near 37. Northwest wind 12 to 25. Definitely have the winter coats handy. On Monday, partly cloudy, still chilly. Low of 18 with a high of 37. Tuesday, partly sunny and milder. Low near 23 with a high of 48. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light rain. Possibly mixed with some snow early in the morning, then again at night. Low 26 with highs around 45. And Thursday, variably cloudy, small chance of light rain and snow showers, low 29 with a high of 46. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 31 degrees, cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high, 54 early in the morning. We received 67 one-hundredths of much-needed precipitation. 77 was the record high set in 2012 on this day. March 15th of 1997, we bottomed out at 4 degrees below zero. Last year's high was 49, the low 24. Sunset will happen at 7 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7:12 coming up for this morning. The air is calm, and barometer 3018 is up slightly. Right now, we're at 32 degrees.
WRCO.